Dangerous Heresy, Garrow, Shield of Lies, by James Swallow. Performed by Jane Collingwood, Jonathan Keeble, Toby Longworth, and David Timson. Directed by Samuel Gunn. Produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. She knew they would find her. It was only a matter of time. The pursuit squad she fled on the administration level was the first of many. Blind luck saved her from their clutches. That, and the adrenaline coursing through her system. But others followed them, blocking her at every turn. Each avenue of escape was being meticulously closed off, one after another. The public shuttle terminal, the cargo bays, even the mass conveyors, all were barricaded by hunter patrols. In the old days, back when this place had been policed by humans and not machines, she would have taken her chances and risked an attempt to slip past the officers of the Adeptus Arbites. But not now. She dared not pass before the unblinking synthetic eyes that tirelessly scanned the streets of the city. Dropping into cover behind a towering service gantry, she took pause and made an attempt to compose herself.
Panic is an unproductive emotional state. Can't just keep on reacting. Have to think.
She looked up, following the lines of the massive cranes moving overhead, seeing the flashing motions of beam welders. Warships were taking shape in the titanic dock spaces all around her. Bulky things with chisel-shaped prows that bristled with crenellated missile turrets. Brass-clad system boats built around spine-mounted mega-lasers. Autonomous platforms packed with kinetic kill rods. Forever adrift on anti-gravs, miles above the surface of Terra, the untethered city of the Riga orbital plate had always served as a lathe for the Imperium. But the fall of Mars and the struggle to control what remained of the ring of iron about the Red Planet had changed much. The city's work was now the building of smaller craft for the solar system's defense fleet, vital preparation for the coming conflict. Since word had arrived of the War Master's insurrection, the aerial platform had not known a moment's peace. The rebellion of Horus Lupercal against his father, the Emperor, had put the galaxy on a war footing. Riga looped forever on a slow course back and forth between the Radlands of Merica to the region in Old Ursh, after which it had been named. And all the while, the planet beneath, like every other Imperial world, prepared for invasion. She had been born down there, on the ground, 30 years ago, at the edges of the Atalantic Scarp. But Riga had become her home ever since her assignment here as a scribe novitiate of the Estate Imperialis. She had come to love it, in an abstract way, to know the great floating metropolis as though it were an old friend. But that conceit seemed foolish now. The Sky City had turned against her. There was no place on the floating plate for her. She would be found. The tireless hunters would come. As though the thought itself had summoned it, an armored Thalax machine soldier crossed a catwalk high above, its bronze head turning this way and that as it moved. A fan of sapphire laser light washed across its path as scry sensors peered into the gloom, looking for her. Shrinking into the folds of her hood, she did not dare to move, to breathe, to exist, until it was gone. One mistake, one slip, and they would take her. It terrified her to think of what would happen if she were captured. She might have been able to reason with a human, but a combat cyborg would only see her as a target, as an objective to be captured or killed.
Accursed artificials. Don't they ever rest?
Carefully, shifting from cover to cover, always staying in the shadows, she moved on down the length of the dockyard. To one side, the edge of Riga fell away into a sheer drop towards open, polluted skies, and she kept a wary distance. Metal shapes moved out there, endlessly circling. Hawk-like gunship drones, governed by synthetic biomechanical brains, cultured in vats. They, too, were looking for her. She imagined that every machine in the city knew her face and ident code.
Let's not make it easy for them, then.
Her subdermal data implant was not designed to be removed by something so crude as a writing stylus, but she had nothing else to hand. Slick with her blood, She levered it out from beneath her skin until she had the glistening sliver of silicon between her fingers. With a grunt of effort, she threw the implant over the edge and watched the wind take it. That might keep them off her back a little longer. Long enough, she hoped, to come up with something approaching a plan. The pain from the self-inflicted wound helped her to focus. She feared that if she dwelled upon her circumstances, it would be enough to sap her will. A few days ago, G had been nothing more than a minor functionary, a scribe in the employ of the Monolithic Records Division of the Departamento Munitorum. Now she was a criminal, declared excommunicate traitoris, marked for high crimes against terror. The words had been spoken across the Enforcer watchwire for all to hear. Such accusations sickened her. They were lies, fabrications created by those who wanted her silence. And as the Emperor was her witness, she was afraid they would soon have it. There were no more places to hide. For it was not just the machines that were hunting her. There was someone, something else. At first, she thought it to be a trick of the mind, some element of the fatigue creeping over her. She was human, and so she was subject to human frailties. She could not run forever. She would have to rest eventually. The hunter, the shadow, did not seem to suffer the same limitations. She glimpsed it on rooftops when she pushed through the crowds on the mainway, heard its weighty footfalls in back alleys. She caught a shimmer of twisted light, like rays of the sun through a rain-slick window. Something was tracking her, cloaked beneath the mantle of a falsehood. The camouflage mimetic adapted moment by moment, rendering her seeker near invisible.
It's close.
Her blood turned to ice in her veins as she rolled back her hood. She peered through the dimness towards a nearby landing gantry and froze. There, a brutal, hulking figure, twice the size of a man, stood watching her, the rippling mirror effect of the metallic cloak gathering at its back. An armored giant, heavy with menace and the promise of terrible destruction. It resembled an ancient war god from the histories beyond the Age of Strife. It was not a machine. She knew that instinctively. Nothing mechanical could move like this warrior did, fluid and martial, as if born to the business of a death dealer. In lattices of shadow cast by the moving cranes on the upper docks, the eye slits of the figure's helm glowed green above a sharp, angular snout. Every fear she had ever experienced, every night terror and irrational dread, paled before this sight. They had sent a legionary to end her, one of the Emperor's angels of death. Like some mythic revenant, it slowly raised one hand and pointed towards her. The meaning of the gesture was clear. There is no escape. And because she was only human, in that second, her will broke.